From Lake Wissota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
I want to give thanks to one of our listeners, and I don't know if RJ is his or her first name, but we'll support the email address. We were talking, Luke, about some of the most Midwestern things that are out there and what's on that list of, you know, Midwestern words that are used. Walleye was number one on the list. But one that stood out on the list to somebody was blacktop, as opposed to asphalt. And RJ wanted to pass along a story that said, when our granddaughter was little, grandpa was babysitting. She was about three or four and moving her little plastic outdoor chair around. Grandpa told her to put it down and leave it on the blacktop. Her response was, "Grandpa, it's down here and the sky is up there. It's not blacktop, it's black bottom." I can't argue with the wisdom of a 3-4 year old. I mean, now I will never think of blacktop the same way again, that maybe it should be black bottom.
And I was thinking about that list over the weekend, Pat. I think one of the other words missing that we all say a lot, ope.
Ope.
There was no ope on there.
Should most definitely be there. And I think we've only started to say it more thanks to Charlie Behrens pointing it out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly add it much more often, you know, just for fun. Jody Emerson is a state representative from the Eau Claire area. We talked to Sarah Yacoub before. I want to talk to Sarah today before the election. She doesn't have a primary challenger, so she doesn't have a contested race right now. You know, same goes for Representative Emerson. And Jody was on Capital City Sunday over the weekend and was asked about the primary challenger to Robin Voss, the state assembly speaker, who is as, you know, rock-ribbed a Republican as they come. He is Mr. Republican in the state of Wisconsin, but he's not Mr. Wackadoodle Republican. And as a result, he's got this primary challenge from the MAGA wing, if you will. Donald Trump, to nobody's surprise, has endorsed Robin Voss's primary opponent. And Jody Emerson was asked if she had a horse in that race when she was on Capital City Sunday. Here's what she had to say.
After having worked with Speaker Voss and now hearing from candidate Steen, what outcome do you prefer Tuesday? Robin Voss keeping his job as Speaker or Voss out of the legislature altogether, but someone further to the right taking his seat in the Assembly?
You know, that's really up for the, you know, the citizens of the 63rd Assembly District to decide that. But I really feel sorry for them because they're having to make this choice between a conspiracy theorist and someone who's wasted over $1 million of taxpayer money to pacify a former president.
So you're saying you are not endorsing either candidate?
Oh, no, not endorsing either.
After having...
I mean, that's the best answer. I feel sorry for the voters of the 63rd district. You know, they not just the ones who are, you know, lean more progressive, but the ones who are, you know, still the moderate Republicans that are out there in the world. But this is also a crisis of Voss's own making for so many reasons, not the least of which is one that Sarah Yacoub referenced in our previous half hour. She noted that before Republicans took over the legislature, the 4 years that I was in the legislature prior to 2010, it was, and prior to that, obviously, it was just routine business that the minority party, the party not in power, would get some of their bills heard. It didn't mean the bills would necessarily pass, and majority parties have always been guilty of poaching ideas from bills from the other party. But you all always at least did the courtesy of giving some of those bills a hearing. And in the period prior to Republicans taking over, nearly 40% of Republican bills at least got a committee hearing, meaning that the public could come in and talk about them. Republicans could call experts to come in and testify about the merits of the bill. And like I said, some of the provisions, you know, probably got passed later on in Democratic bills and vice versa, you know, in a time prior to that. But again, compare about 40% of Republican bills getting a hearing toward this most recent, toward the past decade with Republicans in control, and less than one or about 1% of Democratic bills got a public hearing. I'll say that again. About 1% of Democratic bills were given the courtesy of a public hearing by committee chairs compared to about 40% of Republican bills going into it. This is, as Sarah noted in her survey response, you know, we have a legislature defined by making sure that their partisan opponents don't get any kind of a win and, you know, try to own the libs whenever you can. And that is, you know, there has got to be more to public service. Well, I'm sorry, there's got to be more to politics than politics. Politics are great in the even numbered years when you're voting. At some point, it used to revert to public service in the odd numbered years. You know, you'd been elected, your person from the other party had been elected. You see each other all the time. You share ideas on this or that. And, you know, then you get something done. It is so much more poisonous now, as, you know, the Newt Gingrich, you know, era has begat the Trump era, you know, all of which, you know, refers to, you know, socialism and tries to scare voters. And I saw a great example of that during the Milwaukee Brewer game yesterday. And I guess it's been on Milwaukee and Green Bay TV as well. There was this ad, and it was just all a bunch of angry white people, you know, and I cut out their faces and I put a post of it on the Up North News Facebook page. Go to Up North News WI on Facebook and you'll see it almost looks like a meme. You know, these five angry white people are all just like, man, crime is this and crime is that. And Tony Evers this and Tony Evers that. First off, folks, crime is not a major concern of most Wisconsinites. In the Marquette poll over the spring, 82% of respondents said they feel safe from crime as they go about their daily activities. It is nowhere near the top issues that they listed as they think about who to vote. But if you can scare enough voters into thinking crime is worse than they know it is, then maybe you'll get something. So who's running this? Is it a victims group? Is it a police group? And again, it's got one of those generic names that said, you know, sponsored by State Solutions Incorporated. State Solutions Incorporated is basically the nonprofit group affiliated with the Republican Governors Association. This is just the Republican Governors Association trying to scare voters by getting a bunch of angry white people to complain about crime and, you know, coming from or affiliated with Milwaukee or Racine, Kenosha, you know, wink, wink. And that $400,000 ad buy State Solutions is coming from a group that has been targeted in the past. The Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has charged State Solutions with making millions of dollars disappear in the way that they account for their spending, because they, as a nonprofit, they have to spend less than 50% of their money on political advocacy. Otherwise, they can't be a nonprofit. So the way they you know, play a shell game with the money is suspect. And the watchdog group Money Trails reports on how, you know, that group was created by and has had officers affiliated with the Republican Governors Group. And that group has raised millions of dollars over the years from oil, coal, and other energy companies, none of whom think that crime is big on their list, but it helps them win elections. We will be back to talk about small business in Wisconsin next. You're up north.